Shotgun. 8:52 on Virgin Radio 104.4. Good morning. We're live across the UAE. I'm doing it live here in Las Vegas as we celebrate the launch of Wow, the stage show coming to Dubai February 11th at the Rotunda. More details, go to rotundadubai.com. How you guys doing?
We're doing
very
okay.
Good. My favourite topic right now, Chris Fade, football. Obviously, the AFC is massive throughout the country at the moment. That's the Asian Football Cup. And we're joined in the studio by I Speak Football Only on Instagram and YouTube. Her name's Naba.
Hi.
Naba. Good morning, Naba. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. You?
Good. Do people always introduce you as I Speak Football Only?
No, never.
it's just Rossi.
Only Rossi.
Just Rossi.
And as you know, if you may not be aware, Naba is like a football freak. She knows more about football than I think many people in the world would ever know. She's got dedicated social pages, so that's why we've got her on the show right now. Let's talk about the big games that happened, obviously, last night and what's coming up, Naba. What's happened?
Basically, Japan played with Saudi Arabia and they beat them by 1-0. And they qualified to the next round.
So does that mean Saudi is out?
Saudi's out.
Okay. I was in the supermarket last night.
It's really sad because basically, sorry, Saudi.
No, it's okay. Go on.
Yeah, Saudi.
I love that you just spoke over Big Rossi. That is fantastic.
No, there's a Saudi man in the supermarket when the result came through on the radio, and he didn't look very happy.
Aww.
I was in the rice aisle actually, just to thought about,
okay,
you know.
Because basically Saudi Arabia, they deserve to qualify through.
Stupid. He's just an idiot.
Back to Naba. Naba's going to give us the details.
Hold on. I just want to say, you stopped Naba doing her football report to say that there was a Saudi man in the rice aisle.
What's wrong with that? I'm just saying that he was there when the result came in. And he didn't look very happy.
Okay, Naba, can you tell us what happened with Saudi?
So Saudi Arabia, obviously, like, they dominated. They played really well. They just missed that last touch, basically, to score. Mm. And Japan was really defending, which was shocking to all of us. But I guess they played the game tactically. So, yeah. And then Australia, they beat Uzbekistan on penalties, 4-2, which then they went through to the next round. And then UAE, that was the most dramatic match. And they won against Kyrgyzstan, 3-2. It went to extra time. And it was really dramatic because it was UAE that scored, and then Kyrgyzstan drew, and then again UAE scored 2-1, and then 2-2, and then extra time it was 3-2, and Kyrgyzstan had like that last thing, like in the very last minutes, they were almost scoring the draw. So, yeah.
So it was a final score of 3-2 for
3-2.
UAE.
Yeah.
So that means Australia and UAE are playing on Friday, is that right?
Yes, that's true.
This is going to be a hard one for me. I don't know who I'm going to go
Chris,
for.
Yeah, Chris, all the best.
I know. Do I go for Australia? Do I go for the... I know I'm Australian, but my heart is in the UAE. I think we'll touch on this a little bit later on in the week. So when are they playing? They're playing on what, Friday?
Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Have the do we know if the UAE and... I think the UAE and Australia have played against each other, haven't they?
They have, because I remember it happened before. And was it when it was in Australia? Actually, maybe they played against each other. I can't remember. But I remember you were being...
Let me ask the football expert. Maybe she will know. That's why we've got her in the studio.
I don't quite remember, to be honest, but I think they did play before, yeah.
They did, because I remember.
Okay. I wish you knew, Naba. I wish you knew. I just really wanted to hammer Rossi there. And what else is there? Qatar versus India. I thought India was out. Is India still in?
No. That's Qatar and Iraq. They're playing
in
tonight.
Iraq.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I thought Qatar and Iraq.
Yeah.
So this is it's getting close to the big finals. When is the final? When are we expecting the final to be played? Do we know the date?
The final is on the 1st of Feb. The next Friday.
Mm. Wow. This is fantastic.
So these matches tonight. So you got South Korea, Bahrain.
Yes.
And then Qatar and Iraq. So it's another knockout round, is it?
Yeah. So basically, it's expected that maybe South Korea will qualify. However, we do wish that Bahrain qualifies. And then there's Qatar and Iraq, which is really hard to predict because both teams are really good. So we'll see what happens then. And then one of these two will play with the other on Friday as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
I always find it unusual that Australia makes this competition, as in they're included.
Why?
They're so far. We're 16 hours away.
I think it's
they're
because...
They're included within Asia, yeah.
Because
who
we're
else
included
are you going
to play? Yeah, Australasia. They call it Australasia.
Yeah, Australasia.
So I think they just felt sorry for Australia and New Zealand. And they were like, just put them up with us. Just tell them to come with us. They've got
just
no friends
them
down
there. It's okay.
You know what I mean? I agree. All right, thank you. You can follow her on Instagram if you want to know more. I Speak Football Only. Naba, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, guys.
Love it. Your chance to win a 3 months hotel stay coming up next, and we'll do your news headlines. It's 8:57. Good morning.